That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
What a week. What a week. The first week of the NAB Cup. We are up to our eyeballs in the NAB school, which is going off its rocker on the website. Welcome to the podcast community and welcome to the bungalow, Flapping Tarp Studios, as always. Buddha, Higo, Higginbotham, how are you, son?
Extremely well, Jock. Great to return to normality with some football.
You know, Australia-wide, as the sultan of the spreadsheet, mate, your NAB school worksheets have been an absolute huge hit on the website. People
agreed.
Downloading them, writing on them, sending them in. We're putting our finished worksheets up on the website. It's going off its rocker, Higo.
The community grows. The community's communal brain beats strong for a successful 2014
year. It does, mate. And crouching one, your heart always beats strong for this community, mate, and it's great to be sitting with you again.
Ah, welcome, Mr. Jock.
Have you been, mate? You sure your beloved Tigers go around? They looked all right, you know?
Ah, remember this. Hawthorne lose first NAB Cup game. They win bloody flag. Tiger win bloody flag this year.
Well, easy, mate. You don't worry too much about a loss in the NAB, even if it's the Melbourne team against Paul Roos's mob, is it? You don't get too worried, do you?
Walk up.
Let's go back to the first game of the NAB Cup, boys, and work through the games. There's plenty of fantasy significance that's just been dripping off our television screens and off our wirelesses. We went to Gene Simmons Stadium to see Geelong and Collingwood last week. Plenty of dream team and Supercoach relevance, gentlemen.
Agreed, Jock. Must be taken with a large grain of salt when analysing primos. Jimmy Bartel,
mate,
for example, do not take into account his rather sluggish performance.
No.
Josh Caddy will be the interesting one, Jock.
Yes, Josh Caddy's very interesting, and he definitely has bulked up, which is significant. 325,000, he has the mid-forward edgel ability. Got to say, I haven't been that keen on him so far this pre-season, but I've got to say, he has improved in my eyes.
I like him. They call him the Bull.
The Bull.
The Raging Bull.
Yeah.
He come my gym.
Yeah.
He's strong. He mid-forward swing. You put him in forward line. 325. Bloody cheap.
Yeah, you probably won't go with him at this stage. But he had 20 touches, 5 tackles, like you say, big in the body. Selwood wasn't playing as well.
Agreed.
That's also the void. You have to look out for those voids, don't you, Peter?
Be careful. Very much so, Jock.
Yeah.
Players like Motlop also out at this stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Making it very hard to get an accurate form line on Josh Caddy. He will suck a lot in.
Even like Bartel, you mentioned Bartel before. We didn't have Christensen playing, we didn't have Motlop playing. He was just plugging a hole up forward. I don't think we'll see Jimmy play that much time up forward. I think we will see him go back across that half-back sort of slutty role he had last year. So, like you said, pay no notice to Jimmy Bartels and these premiums performance this early. But what about Corey Enright? Mr. Bloody Consistency.
Jock.
Yeah.
The word consistently in mathematics refers to the standard deviation, and Corey Enright's scores had a standard deviation of 12 last year, meaning the average point score he got around his average score was only 12 points. Highly consistent. Bartel's standard deviation, double that at 24.
So he's been up and down last year, wasn't
he? Bartel was up and down, whereas Corey Enright scored very close around his high 90s average consistently.
I wonder if Corey's going to be one of these boys left out. We've got heaps of blokes available in defence, such as your Mitchells and Bartel, who haven't been there before. I hope people don't forget about Corey Enright, because consistency's bloody important, Peter.
Agreed, Jock. Yeah. And quite a bit of money to be saved if going Corey over the likes of your Walker or Bartel.
Yeah, few people starting to talk about Matty Stokes, but 525k midfielder, yes, he had almost 40 bloody touches, but crouching, Hig, are you really going to think about Matty Stokes in our midfield this year? I can't find a spot for him.
You remember round 8 bloody bye. Geelong have round 8 bloody bye.
Elephant in the bloody room.
520k for midfielder stock.
I think
he...
get us a coffee there, would you, darling?
I think he picked last year.
Thank you.
I think he picked last year and he have round 8 bye. So round 8 midfield bye, very difficult.
Yeah.
But one man I see,
yes.
I like,
yes.
I wrestle,
yes.
I win,
yes.
Tomahawk.
Oh, crouching one.
Tomahawk.
The Tomahawk. He's done, you know, he's stuffed his around a fair bit those past seasons, though, mate. What makes you think he can come up and just deliver some bloody relevance to us this year?
He come my gym,
yes.
And we fight, and I do a huge fly kick.
Yeah.
Right in back. Crack! Something change in his back, and Tomahawk look at me, say, oh, crouching one, you fix my bloody back.
Yeah, he was ginger.
He bend straight down, pick up spit bucket, drink whole thing, like crazy animal.
Yes.
He ready.
So you think his back's all right? Because last year he was affected by that back, and you can tell he wasn't himself. Do you think he looked freer?
He only 359.
Yes.
And you put him up forward, this place, he could average much more than this.
And Peter, your wonderful game sheet which you upload, and of course, we're uploading our completed game sheets after every NAB Bloody Challenge game, so get on the website and do some research. If you're not downloading your worksheets, if you're not completing them yourselves, I've got to ask you, I'm hard but bloody fair, are you fair dinkum? You got to do your own research, community. I love you, Peter. You know, I'm talking to the community, I love you, but everyone has to do their own research, so please, have a look at those research sheets, you know?
Yes, Jock. And the quote of the pre-season is, when all men think alike, no man thinks much at all.
It's and a beautiful saying, Peter.
Those that analysed my game sheet will notice that I have an interesting point of difference in the rucks, possibly changing my whole ruck strategy.
Who are you thinking about, Peter?
Blifhaas.
Oh, you think he's going to run off half-back, don't you?
I think he will play a very interesting role at Geelong.
Yeah.
Running half-back, tall, can play a very strong role. Remember, Jock, he was an internationally renowned athlete.
Yeah, but bloody Cathy Freeman runs her 400 metres faster than any chick I've seen. Give her a footy and she's bloody useless. I don't care if you run the bloody London Marathon in 13 bloody seconds. It's a bloody weird ball. It's a bloody hard game. And I don't think he's been in the game long enough to ever sort of knock on the door of premiumhood, Peter.
Your Cathy Freeman logic is akin to searching for a fish up a tree, Jock.
Really, it could be a fish up a tree.
All I am saying
is to hang kippers up there to dry him in the backyard.
I am expecting Blifhaas to increase his output. He will prove an excellent ruck three position cover, enabling me to maximise my dummy ruck emergency loophole.
Yeah, well, I've worked with you for long enough to know not to laugh at your points of difference, Porter Higginbotham. You're a genius.
I'm not
afraid to say that. Look me in the eye.
I'm not understand.
Look me in the bloody eye and you're a genius. Take the compliment.
Agreed, Jock.
I'm not understand. What do you mean, Mr. Jock? Dummy ruck bloody loophole.
By selecting a non-playing R4, ruck four.
Fourth ruckman.
Enables you week in, week out.
Every week.
Try and maximise your 2 point score from three ruckmen.
Get the most points. Absolutely, Peter. Another point I saw you make was that the change in the forward marking interpretation by the umpires and the possible effect this could have on your Hawkinsons and your Travis Cloaks and these sort of big gorilla forwards. As Mickey the Mad Irishman said, 39th in Supercoach last year, not too keen on key forwards as Supercoach and fantasy football selections, but you think the change in this interpretation could change things for the ilks of your Hawkins and your Cloaks and your Drew Petries?
Yes, Jock. Yeah. Petrie, outstanding example. Yes. As with Cloak,
yes.
This year, Frees Against will not be paid for those grappling-type scenarios, and Cloak is the King Kong grappler.
Yeah. Look, he'll be rewarded for his primal bloody strength,
won't
he?
Will not lose those Free Against points. In fact, may increase not only point score in Frees Against, but also marks taken and subsequent goals. Yeah. Travis Cloak is still a legitimate contender.
Yeah. He only came out with 30-odd Supercoach points, but he was double-teamed. Harry Taylor was on him, and Jesse White's opponent also dropped onto him and nullified him. Jesse White, though, he's another potential, Peter. He could be one of these forwards that's a beneficiary. He could be a beneficiary of people going to Cloak. Showed some good signs.
Yes, again, a very freewheeling, unaccountable game style. Yeah. Would not expect Jesse White to be playing quite the same type of game in the season proper.
There's a few before him out there, you'd think so.
Yes, Jock.
Did you see bloody Dane Beams? Did you see him?
Oh, the bloody lot.
He is a bloody lock. He's bloody in me lock. Team, quick, bloody smart. He's just about the first midfielder I've chucked the big selection on 35 disposals.
Welcome. You say me, Brody Grandson.
Yeah. Only 63 Super Coach points. He'll be the clear Collingwood number one rack. We know that. My question is for you gentlemen here today in the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Footy Studio. I'm here with Peter Higo Higginbotham and the Crouching One.
Welcome.
Can this kid shoulder the load for a whole season in his second year in the big stage? And can he convert this to a good fantasy year for us?
I saw enough, Jock. 363k, yes, there was an injury, but not only does he equip himself well for hit-outs, but disposals around the contest, follow-up work, makes him an excellent prospect for those possibly entertaining running three mid-price rucks, Grundy, Sandy Lands, and possibly a third as backup.
Yeah, I think his value, I'm not sure I'll go with him, I just feel not many people escape the second year bloody boogie monster, you know. I don't think he's going to be immune to that. And also, even though, yes, he's a big bastard, he's a strong lad, anyone as number one ruck in the AFL has to have a very durable season body to get through a full season. I'm not sure how he can get through. That's my main concerns. It's all I'm saying.
He bloody come my gym. He martial arts specialist. Black belt. Yeah. Yeah. Strong body.
Saw him in the rookie cage fight last year. Came out on top, didn't he?
Strong mind. Strong body.
Yeah.
Very sweet smelling armpit.
Important to note, out of that game, Jock, while Broomhead got injured, showed enough to be a possible round one selection, and young Lincoln McCarthy, Jock, looked a very solid up forward, a small forward off a powerful lead. He could be another one.
Reckon he's half a chance for round one?
Possibly, Jock. Yeah, keep an eye out there.
Okay, sure. See, Taylor Adams, of course, has come across from GWS, and many Pie supporters are absolutely rapt with how he just jumped into the midfield, racked up 31 disposals. 410,000, that's awkward for me. 90 super cage points he came up with last week. 7 clearances, 5 tackles. Don't know. How do you see his game? How do you see him slotting into that Collingwood midfield?
Looked exceptional, Jock. Very hard to pick. Very hard to pick with the round 8 bye. But, of course, don't expect such a free-willing game from him without a tag or without actually having a player run with him, but he looked exceptional.
And of course, you've got to remember, Dane Swan wasn't there. Pendlebury was subbed for most of the game, so there was some sort of a void which he was able to slip up into, which won't be there come round one. He's a no for me at this stage.
I won't say you bloody George Holland Smith. He running round, bloody moppy hair, in and out, up and down. He interesting pick, Mr. Jock.
Yeah.
You say me, how much he price?
He's 329k, Crouch.
Oh, this bloody bad price.
Yeah, he's awkward, isn't he?
Maybe sorry for say that.
No, you never say sorry to me, mate. For the service you provide for this community, mate, don't you come in here and say sorry. I'm bloody proud of you, Crouch.
Oh, what
kind? Everyone loves you. Go down the street, they say, yeah, g'day, Jock, come here, mate. And I walk up to them and they say, where's Crouching? Oh, that's all right, because I love you.
Welcome, Mr. Jock.
Hawks Brisbane, shocking bloody game. Hey, shocking bloody game, but there was some relevance that came out of it. Suckling pig, let's talk about the suckling pig first. Did you see enough out of him to, you know, think that he's worthy of a spot down in the defence?
I think I did, Jock. Defence, yes. Very interesting this year. Perhaps suckling will be your D4.
Interesting.
We need to concentrate on playing rookies to determine the extent of our spend in defence. Now, I am seeing Suckling as a potential D4 at 312. Classic mid-pricer, but a very safe bet for mine.
Sammy Mitchell, one of those defenders now. So he's in the midfield, he's in defender.
He bloody lock.
He came to play, didn't he?
He bloody lock.
120 super coach. You're going to chuck him down there, Crouching One, at this stage?
Yes, master. He bloody lock.
He's in mine as well.
He,
33 possessions.
He no-brainer defensive option. He bloody lock.
Jared Rufford, just had an air about him which said to me he's going to grow in the absence of Lance Buddy Franklin, 531,000 forward. Sure, he hasn't got that ruck edgeable ability this year, but I don't think he should be forgotten.
Agreed, Jock.
He looked a leader of bloody men.
Agreed, Jock. A big spend has been known to start the season slowly, but I agree with you. He did look fit and lean, and a fit and lean roughhead equates to top points.
Underrated player. He is a bloody good footballer, Jared Roughhead.
Outstanding.
We love the Orange Roughhead. Jack Gunston was next to him. Of course, Lance is gone. There's a void. Here's Jack Gunston. We saw what he could do in the bloody finals. Goals.
About 450K. Silence. Gunston, classic bloody key forward trap.
Key forward trap.
447. He have good week, he have bad week. He shit you. Welcome.
You know I'm going to entertain him.
No. I like other man from game.
Yes?
I like bloody Big Ben McAvoy.
Yeah, right, eh?
I think he play all year. He fit, he strong. He hang back, take mark. But, he very safe pick in luck. Welcome.
500K. Gee, he looked all right, didn't he?
Yes. He like Hawthorn.
Yeah, St Kilda's, palmed him off just as he comes into the peak of his career. Yeah, looked good. Probably just slot straight in as a number one ruck. 500K. Still don't rate him around the ground as much, but I think you won't go far wrong by backing him in, I'd say.
Agreed, Jock.
Is there a void, gentlemen, in the Hawthorn midfield? I know it sounds ridiculous. Hawthorne's got plenty of good midfielders, but when you think that Mitchell's gone back across half-back, Brad Sewell's on the outer, Savage is gone now, Liam Shields and Lukey Bruce both had time in the midfield. They're both sort of, Liam Shields is 330K, Lukey Bruce 440K. Both had 27, 28 touches. Could one of those boys possibly have a breakout year?
Not sure, Jock. Big call. I would much prefer to take a punt on perhaps Billy Hartung, Jock.
Billy Hartung.
117,300. A shame we didn't get to see Dale Gartlett. The mid prices with which you speak are probably extending our risk factor too greatly.
You think it's a bridge too far, do you, Hig?
Yes, Jock. Thoughts re James Aish, Jock.
Oh, he looks comfortable. You look at a kid, you see him come to the big leagues for the first time, and there's something about the way he moves, the way he covers the ground that makes you think, yes, we've got one here. I think Leper. Leper knows they've got one here. Don't know if the $190,000 price tag's going to get him across the line when these other cheap midfielders unearth themselves as they will. But Black's gone, Doherty, Yo, the Yo man, he's gone. So Aish could get some real time in the midfield for Brisbane this year.
Yes, Jock. Brisbane, I really do feel, are in for a difficult year. While James Aish may play at 187, I think his price is a little bit beyond my patience.
Dane Zorko did play mid as well.
He looked angry, strong, angry. Fast, running free.
He did, got a bit of attention, 18 possessions, but at this stage, he's in my team. I've got him up my forward line.
In your team, welcome.
He will get a bit of attention, though, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Want to see him again. Not in my team at this stage.
Ah, Mr. Jock, Wayno.
G'day, Wayno. How are you, son?
How's it going, fellas? I'm pretty serious at the moment. I've got something to tell you. Are you ready for it?
Yes, Wayno. Are you okay, mate?
I'm not bloody okay. I've got a message from my mate, Danny, who was at that game this afternoon with Port Adelaide.
Yeah.
How much do you reckon for a can this time, fellas?
Oh, don't do it to me again, Wayno.
You say me, bloody Bundy. $5.
How much are they charging the faithful?
$8 for a can, and it's not even...
Get me the bloody name of the mob down in
the line. The bloody whip-off.
I think this is quite a good strategy they are employing.
Braxton.
Those that want to drink,
Braxton,
those that want to ruin brain cells, should be charged a premium, Jock.
That's fair. An unfair income. $8 for a can of piss.
$8, fellas. I told Dad and he almost choked on his lamb's fry.
Come down to Bomb Beach Sharks, $2 a can. Or would I go watch Port Bloody Adelaide and $8 for mid-strength beer?
Oh, It's a bloody travesty, so it's a bloody travesty.
Wayno, time to get focused. Crucial season-defining times.
Yeah, how can you focus when
the community do not want to hear about the price of alcohol. They want to hear about well-priced prospects for their team.
Well, he has got a point, I suppose.
What you have for me? You give me bloody Wayno inspiration.
Alright, chuck it on.
Lil Diddy. About Wayno's grand plan. A little advice to help you do the best you can.
Right, fellas. I'm really having a look at this guy. My dad calls him the cocktail, as in cocktail Frankfurt. Del Santo from North Melbourne, what do you reckon?
Oh, little Nicky Del pop up again.
Don't have a go at a bloke smoothing potatoes.
Little Nicky Del pop up again.
I'll have a go at a lot of things. I'll have a go at a bloke that comes into the bungalow and doesn't try his best at fantasy footy, but don't have a crack at a bloke's meat at bloody potatoes. You're born with something. You know, could be small, could be bloody huge, could be a Don bloody Cabana, unshavery. Just plain old unbloody shavery, this.
Wayno, why are you contemplating Nick Del Santo?
I'll tell you what, I shouldn't, because he's left St Kilda and stuff like that, but he's the type of player, change clubs, new scenery, whatever, and he looked really good when they played Friday night, fellas. Cause, and also, look, fellas, I really want to talk, not just Del Santo from North Melbourne, there's a couple of guys there who are looking real good.
I know your brain of yours is like a silver Brumby running through the Australian savannas that just needs to be reined in sometimes. Your intellect knows no boundaries. Sometimes we have to pull you up.
It does.
I just have to say we've got a good question off the speak pipe around a lot of these North Melbourne boys, but you've brought up Nick Del Santo, and I must say, look, some so-called experts were saying he might play off half-back. I didn't see a bloody sniff of that. Did you see that, Higgle Crouch? Did you see him off half-back? He was just as he was at St Kilda.
Del Santo looked like Polish little Frankfurt. Popping in, popping out. Run around the pack, get the ball. I think he make good pick. But yes, we need to discuss this. With big picture.
Context.
Big picture. Not a little sausage. Big bloody bloodwurst.
Yeah. How are these other boys going to affect him? You know, we'll talk soon. We've got a great question off the speak pipe about your zebels and your cunning lingus and your boasted chickens. I can see Nick Del Santo being a beneficiary of being alongside three or four high-quality North Melbourne midfielders who'll set the bloody world on fire this year. Nick Del Santo, he's in my team at the moment, Wayne. I've just, you know, I'll put it out there. He's in my team.
Oh, see.
But look, fellas, he's 525-700, right? Zebul, a little bit cheap at 513. Are you having a good gander at him or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, that leads us into a great question we've had off the speak pipe. Wayno, thanks very much for calling in, mate.
Thanks,
Wayno. Let's go to speak pipe.
Sharky boy. Crouching. Here you go. How you going? Tossing up out of three North Melbourne midfielders. Bastanac, Zeeble and Cunnington. Which is the best option, do you think? And, Crouching, where's my invite to your gym, mate? Come on.
Oh, you won't come my gym? I bloody see you at front my gym. You wait your bloody turn, Mr. Cameron. Asshole.
Be respectful to our visitors.
Every man thinks my gym. You know how bloody busy I am, my gym.
Back to the question. Cunnington, Zeeble, Bastanac.
The basted chook.
Yes, Jock. All three, and I suppose, following on from Wayno, Del Santo, all three around the 500. In fact, Del Santo, 525, Cunnington, 516, Zeeble, 513, and Bastanac, 501-900. Obviously, Zeeble is the pick of the bunch.
Great.
Looking fit, lean, played an outstanding game at Eureka Stadium, Jock.
I agree with you. Zeeble is standing out and he looks like he's just about to bust the joint open. I'm a bit worried, though, Hig, about, you know, we got Zeeble, Bastanac, Cunnington, Del Santo. I know North is on the rise. I'm confident at least one of these blokes is just going to blow the roof off the joint. But the uncertainty about which one is just the thing that makes me think, well, would you leave them all bloody out? Too much uncertainty. Of those, I'm thinking Nicky Del Santo could be the clearest beneficiary of the lifting quality of those, you know, your Zeebles, bashing out Carrington's. The tag will go to Zeeble. If he plays like he did the other day, I can see the tag going to Zeeble before Del Santo.
Yes, Jock. We must also keep our eyes firmly on the Round 8 bye.
Yeah.
Now, assuming you have Ablett and Jack Martin, and perhaps even one of Cochin, Selwood, Stevie J, Dane Beams, of course, can you afford to run with another Round 8 by midfielder? I think not.
Well, it's a very good point, mate. It's a very good point. Sean Attlee, many people still entertaining him as a mid-pricer. How'd you see his game? Rubbish.
He bloody 12 disposal, halfback, squib.
Squib.
Sean De Squib Attlee.
Scratch him.
Welcome.
Biggest stories, rookie-wise, Lukey McDonald, he surprised me. This kid can bloody play.
He came to my gym.
He did come to your gym, and heaps of rookies were down there. Just the other day we had Kennedy Harris from Melbourne, who will talk about Charmin Impey. Let's roll the audio, shall we, boys? All right, big time of year. We're down here in Crouching's gym. Mrs. Crouching is taking this year's prospects in the cage fight. Crouching's gym, it's all happening. Yay, g'day, boys. They're on here.
This is primal cage fighting warfare.
Yeah. Good boy, Germany P.
Miss Crouching taking all rookie in cage.
Yes, this is.
Call it Dazney. Bloody strong.
He's a good boy. Oh, look at Jay Kennedy Harris. Good boy.
Oh, Jeremy Kimpy bloody fighting with Jack Martin. He's too strong.
Look at Matty Crouch here. Ooh, that's a squirrel grip. Good boy.
I am aroused.
Don't stop, Matty.
Smell of linen.
Give him a bit more.
Luke McDonald is looking very fit.
What's
and strong.
Mrs. Crouching said there? Mate, thanks for having us down the gym. Always a lovely host, Mrs. Crouching, and yourself. Thank you, mate.
She a hard woman.
Yeah, no, she's a fair, though. She's
except
lovely.
Her bottom is very soft and jiggly.
Yeah, and I'm reminded also, we saw some great rookies, like Kirsten was there. Gee, he's a good, you know, he was mixing it up in that crouch.
Agreed, Jock. Yeah. He must remain on the radar, expecting him to play in the next NAB Challenge game for Geelong.
Yeah.
123, looking lockish.
And moving on to Carlton. Paddy Cripps, 157,000 midfielder. Not quite ready to part with me cash on him yet, but he did show a couple of glimpses, boys. Keep an eye on Paddy Cripps from Carlton as well.
Bloody Mick Malty has, he saved me. He liked Cripp.
Okay.
He also saved me. Yes. He liked the Bell man.
Oh, yeah, geez, they're going to talk about Tom Bell, 311,000.
He fit, man. Yeah. He do a Hawaiian Iron Man.
Oh, sure, that
he
lose
weight.
Yeah, he
good. Very strong. And he, with no Judd to start, he get a lot of midfield time. He cheap, 311, he cheap, man.
Yeah, I'm worried he's one of these shucking players. Remember, we didn't have Carazzo playing. We didn't have Dale Thomas, who was in his sick bed with his bloody thermometer, playing for Carlton. Got Tom in the midfield. You know, Cade Simpson wasn't playing. I reckon he's up in the void. People are getting carried away with Tom Bell. I reckon you should just cool your heels on him.
Jock, I will take Bell before I take Daisy Thomas.
Oh, that's a big call.
That is a big call.
That's a big call. Do you buy into this flu or is his ankle stuffed?
A saving of not only around $80,000, but an investment in security. Tom Bell,
he coughed it up a bit,
is likely to play, likely to appreciate in time for the post round 8 trade up.
Not convinced. Andreas Everett, plenty of talk about him. 122 super cage points from that game. He played a bit back, played a bit forward, kicked three sausage rolls. People are starting to click him into their team. I'm not
clicking my bloody team.
No.
Oh, no. I think Carlton have very struggle year.
Yeah.
And player like him some week, terrible point score.
Exactly. And he's versatile, but what you get with some of these players that play all over the shop is, like you said just then, inconsistency. He'll play up, he'll play back, he'll be all over the shop. This game, there was no Garlett, Thomas, Jamison, Scotland, so he was, no. I just can't see it happening, you know. Can't see it happening.
Cameron Woodjock, Mick Malthouse obviously likes him. Mm. 162 could prove an interesting backup ruck. No Cruiser. Warnock Ordinary could Wood get a game.
Yeah, well, you can't see him playing Wood, Cruiser and Warnock. Cruiser to come back into the team, you'd think it'd be Cruiser and Warnock, would you say, as the two rucks for Carlton?
Yes.
So Wood will probably be that backup.
Yes, Jock. Yeah. Very interesting one to keep an eye on there.
Do you read into Mark Murphy's performance, 59 Supercage points, or do you just, you know, another one of these blokes rolling his legs over?
Exactly, Jock. Yeah. And I did see a little bit of chatter, people saying he is the burn man. Not a lot to take from that game at all.
Yeah,
no. He bloody burn man.
Yeah.
Mark Murphy, burn man, not in my team.
Did you see Gibbs's cool beard, different hairstyle, styled his beard, playing a tagging role, prancing around.
I see.
Pull your finger out, Bryce! Giving you so many chances! And you stuck me around!
Let it all out, Mr.
No, I'm sick of it!
Let it all out.
He's got so much potential and he just goes and gets a little bloody tailored beard.
Oh, you
blow waves his hair and can get stuffed.
Little ball sweat rolled down your chin.
I'm not apologising.
I think you'll spit everywhere.
He needs to hear this. You need to hear this, Bryce. Okay, you'll become a better man.
Troy Menzel, Jock.
Yeah, 57 super coach. Great forward pressure.
231, not for mine.
Not for mine.
We'll suck a few rookie players in.
Yeah.
And Andrew Walker. Just the 49 Supercoach points.
Yeah, he can't read into it. He's just getting some K's in the legs early. He's just timing himself for round one. I wouldn't worry about that.
Agreed, Jock.
Biggest story of the round, of course, is J. Kennedy Harris. Who hasn't locked him in yet? Anyone? Did you see him play?
Oh, welcome.
Oh, he was good. He just looked like he had time.
He's
not just one of these whippets that grabs a pill and tries a snap around the corner. He was switching the play. He was level-headed. He'll play every game this year.
He won of a community special.
Yeah, Jay Clark.
Yes.
Go back and listen to our interview with Jay Clark. He nailed it.
He nailed
this one on the head. Good on you, Jay.
He bloody nailed
it. One of those people that we take under our wing and he's grown from a caterpillar in his cocoon and he's come out with beautiful wings and he's flown across the savannah in the Supercoach community, and we're proud of you, Jay.
Okay, time my segment.
Welcome, crouching one, hopeful slipper, wisdom.
Okay, welcome. This year, Chinese year, the horse, Zhonglong Maya. In Payanma, Jock, not ye horse, it's the year of the dust mite.
Dust mite?
Yes, the little critter that live in carpet and bed and eat off all your dust.
One of the creatures that you hold sacred over there in Poenma?
Ah, yes, very important, keeping all the skin off your bed.
Yeah.
We feed the dust mite.
Yes.
This, remember, crouching one, very important thing.
Yeah.
Sleep beside me. Ah, year of dust mite. This say your specialty.
Year of dust mite.
And I'm thinking. Dust mite. Dust is dangerous. You breathe in, you get asthma, cough, make you sick.
Bloody hay fever. No stuff to the bejesus. Yeah.
Slipper say me.
Yeah.
This year, you'd not want dust in your team. Dust in mutton in your team.
Just in your team, but it's just an internet site.
Dustin Martin.
Dusty Martin.
You not want dust in your team. And then Slipper say me, they're more than this. You know he say me?
Yes.
Dust in your team, dangerous. Slipper say me.
Dangerous.
You not have Dustin Martin or bloody Dangerfield in your team.
Welcome. Dustin Martin or Dangerfield in your team. You're off your door. What's your slipper you been on, mate?
Slipper say me this.
Slipper say... Well, what Slippereth saith unto us, Slippereth should be listeneth to.
Agree. I maybe spill a couple drop bourbon.
Yeah, well,
but Slipper say me this. And I thinking, this make bloody sense. Last year, you say me this.
Yeah.
Johnny Bruin, legend.
Yes, knows his stuff.
He not have Franklin. Franklin most expensive forward. He not have him. You remember Grandmaster Jato?
Jato, winner of Supercoach.
He not take bloody Goddard or Ablett that
year. We see this time and time again. It's often not the players you select, it's the players you don't select.
Welcome. Yeah. So you not, you think this. You not take Dangerfield and Dusty Martin in your team.
Yeah.
You save lot bloody money. You save lot bloody money. Let's say Franklin become F1, Charlie Dixon F2.
So instead of Danger Dusty, you go Franklin Dixon.
You save nearly $200,000.
$200,000.
You do this, and you can make bloody Daisy, bloody Kaufman Thomas into Zeeble. You can make bloody Squib Attlee into Piers Handley.
Right, okay.
This 200 make... Very strong team.
That's brilliant. Oh, your slippers are a wonderful thing, mate.
My slippers, Amy, this.
But Dusty, I thought Dustin off half back looked all right though, Crouch. You know, he got a bit of the pill, 20 touches. Looked like, I reckon they will play him there this year. Makes sense, they'll want to give him a bigger tank. Just play off half back, get your tank going, teach him some accountability.
Slipper, Sammy, you'll buy him after bloody upgrades.
Okay, yeah, no, that makes sense.
This interesting strategy.
It is, mate. And the other thing, I suppose, it'll give you time to just back off Dusty, see if the tag goes to him. Because I suppose if the tag goes to him off half-back, he's stuffed, isn't he?
My mind is analysing, interpreting this slipper wisdom. Not taking danger, for mine, is a risk. You're assuming you will be able to buy in at a cheaper price. However, I might entertain the Dust in Martin out of your team.
Interesting. Geez, that's food for thought, isn't it? That's wonderful, Crouch.
Welcome.
Plenty more came out of that game. A couple of the young kids from Richmond I don't think are up to the grade. Ben Lennon, Liam McBean, they're off my list. I don't think they're ready for senior footy.
Agreed, Jorg.
Not ready. Newman's knee. Will that create a void? You know, watch for that. Someone could slip into that void.
Yes, not a lot to take from that game. Of course, J. Kennedy Harris. Interesting to note, Bernie Vince at 424 played an excellent game.
Wouldn't have given him half a thought before that game, but as you say, I can actually see him producing quite a bit in that Melbourne midfield. Melbourne, we've talked Western Bulldogs. I think Melbourne could have quite a lot of value. Under Ruse, I think we should have a closer look at Melbourne. I'm going to have a closer look at Alexis Giorgio. He had the number one defence job, Tyrone Vickery. He's on the rookie list, but Riley's on the long-term injury list for Melbourne, so he could well get the spot. An ungainly fella. Very unorthodox, but every kick he had 90% efficiency. So even though he looks a bit funny, gee, he gets the job done.
You remember me, Rod Carter? Remember that tilt? Funny wobble.
Gets the job
done. Got the bloody job done.
That's like, you know, Mrs. Crouching.
Yes.
And you under the, you know, she often talks to us about your methodologies.
Yes.
In the horizontal folk dance arena, a quite, you might say, unconventional, but gee, you get the job done.
Welcome. You say me bloody Viv Bitchy.
Yeah, I want to see him again. 19 touches, got a bit, a little bit outside for mine. Want to see a bit more of him for 172,000.
Jock, Nathan Jones, high on my radar. Cheap, very cheap.
Point of difference.
485, battled gamely in a demoralising year with a bit of support in Vince and the likes. And with newfound confidence, I see Nathan Jones easily maintaining and appreciating on his value.
Agree. He's up on my stakes as a point of difference as well. Dom Tyson, there's been plenty of talk on him, 216 grand. Want to see him again. From what I saw, I think he might be a year to probably 14 months.
Too much bloody money.
Coming up to the grade.
Too much money.
We've got to start winding this thing up. But, of course, it was a big game today, gentlemen, down in Adelaide. Biggest rookie story, Matty Crouch.
Oh, you say me this.
Bobby.
Matty Crouch.
Yes.
And Brad Crouch.
The brothers.
They're my nephews.
Your nephew?
Yes. Their real name, Quinta Crouch and Quinta Crouch.
Oh, I didn't know that, mate.
Their surname.
Why haven't you told me that?
We give them Aussie name. They're both crouching ones.
Okay.
And they've been down my gym many times. You say they...
Maddie was impressive at the gym this week, wasn't he?
Maddie get 5 clearance in game. He been clearing bloody sweat off gym floor for many year.
Yeah, good boy.
He good, 117, bloody lock.
Tom Cleary as well did a little bit, 123 grand in defence. Did a little bit to suggest he could have a place back there.
I had my eye firmly fixed on Mitch Grigg. Showed a little bit. Still, the jury is out.
Want to see him again. He only had, 15-odd touches today?
Yes, and another round 8 by risk.
Jarmany beat. Up forward, 117 grand. Did enough to keep him on the radar, I thought, gentlemen.
Yes, he looked very good, my Jim, this man.
And I cannot wait to have Baron Von Crow's analysis of the game, which will be up tomorrow morning. Make sure you catch that. We've got to mention some of these donors. We are very appreciative of some of these.
Significant jock.
I want to start off with Marty Callanan. Down the street, Bond Beach. Up he comes. Someone taps me on the shoulder. Look around. He said, Here's a bloody pineapple. $50 in person. Said, I'm appreciative of you and the boys, and thanks very much. And a bloody tear rolled down my cheek. Marty Callanan, thank you very much for your donation, mate.
Thank you, Quizmaster. A genius.
Absolutely. Anthony Sains, Mickey Kelly, Craig Watts, Philip Siggs, David Starks, Pat Papelio, Darren McKee, Chrissy Hunter, David Ruddick, who's a great friend of the community. Oh, thank you all very bloody much. Jump on the site. Hit the donation button. It's why we're here, because our community reach out to us. Mickey the Mad Irishman, of course, he's got that article up, The Elephant in the Room. He looks at that buy situation and how we should handle that. Get on the site and have a look at that. And, of course, Baron Von Crow. He has looked through every single team in their Supercoach prospects. St Kilda will hit the site this week, and I cannot wait for that. Peter, here you go, Higginbotham, Sultan of the spreadsheet. Thanks for being with us, mate.
Thank you, Jock.
Crouching One, you've been majestic today, mate.
I think I maybe get 3 votes. Welcome.
3 votes. I'd give you bloody 3 votes today, mate. I had a great time at your gym with Mrs. Crouch as well.
Ah, welcome.
Community, thanks for listening. Have yourself a fantastic week. We'll see you on the site.